Friends, welcome back to our subject, world-class manufacturing. And the next chapter is Total Quality Management, TQM. I will explain to you this very important subject, TQM, and then we will know how it is related to world-class manufacturing. Total Quality Management, TQM, is a method by which management and employees can become involved. When you say total, it is the total employees of the organization, including sweepers, including watchmen, including operators, including managers, everyone. That is the meaning of total. So, all the employees get involved in the continuous improvement of the production. Continuous improvement means second to second improvement, hour to hour improvement. Continuous daily improvement, that means today's day is better than yesterday and tomorrow's will be better than today. That is the continuous improvement. So, what I say, management and employees together can become involved in the continuous improvement of the production of goods and services. TQM is the way of managing for the future. It is a way of managing people and business processes. Business processes are not only manufacturing processes, but every process including purchasing, marketing, storekeeping, and all the business processes to ensure complete customer satisfaction. Here, total customer focus comes into picture. So, this improvement everywhere in business processes is for customer satisfaction. Total customer focus. TQM can be a powerful technique for unleashing employee creativity and potential. We have to see that every employee gives his best to the organization. Creativity and innovation of the employees comes into picture. Reducing bureaucracy and costs, improving service to clients and the community. Service is very important. After sales service, customer satisfaction will come not only by giving them quality products, but it will come by giving them a beautiful after sales service which has efficiency as well as effectiveness also. TQM should be purpose driven. Be clear on the organization's vision. First of all, please write vision, where the organization will be during next 5 years, during next 10 years and during next 15 years. What are the strategical points there? And stay focused. First of all, make your vision. How you will achieve that vision? Write down the mission. Then write down the objectives and goals. And stay focused on these objectives and goals. The core of TQM is the customer-supplier interfaces. Internally, every process number 2 is the customer of process number 1 and process number 1 is the supplier for process number 2. Then, suppliers are giving you material, outside suppliers are giving you material inside, and then our factory will give the material to the customer. So, beautiful customer-supplier interface, this core must be surrounded by commitment to quality. Whatever I will do, it will be of such a quality that customer thrill, customer satisfaction, total customer satisfaction will come. All the requirements of the customer will be fulfilled in time. His requirements are quality, lower cost, in-time delivery. All his requirements will be fulfilled. Communication of the quality message. Recognition of the need to change the culture, because you can buy machines, you can buy equipment, you can make beautiful buildings, but unless the people are involved so much so that they have a culture of quality, they change their old habits and mold themselves to such habits which will create value to the customer, quality to the customer. These are the foundations of TQM. The foundations of TQM are supported by people. Very, very important people. Then processes and systems. So people, processes and systems and customer-supplier interface, which will be ensured by a very good culture, very good communication. What is communication? Whatever I am talking to you is not only communication. When I am talking to you, you understand it fully and take action accordingly, then the communication is complete. Communication is not only one-way traffic. Communication is a completion of a circuit. Communication. And then commitment. I have a commitment towards the organization. I have a commitment towards the customer. And I will be day in and day out working for the word what I have given to the customer. For the word what I have given to the organization. History of TQM. The exact origin of the term total quality management is not very clear. It is almost certainly inspired by Armand V. Feigenbaum's multi-editional book, Total Quality Control, and Kaoru Ishikawa's What is Total Quality Control? The Japanese Way. These are the books. 1950s, W. E. Deming taught methods for statistical analysis and control of quality to Japanese engineers. He went to Japan, and there the Japanese quality got originated. So the guru for them was Mr. Deming. Joseph M. Juran taught the concepts of controlling quality and managerial breakthrough. Armand Feigenbaum, Total Quality Control, that book, a forerunner for the present understanding of TQM. And Philip B. Crosby, what he said? He said, quality is free. Mr. Crosby said, quality is free. That means if you make quality, your cost will be zero. That is what he said. Your wastage will be zero. That is what he tried to tell us. His promotion of zero defects paved the way for quality improvement in many companies. 1968, I am giving you the history of total quality management. The Japanese named their approach to total quality company-wide quality control. In 1968, they said company-wide quality control. And Kaoru Ishikawa, who taught us the Ishikawa diagram, that is the cause and effect diagram or fishbone diagram, he taught us. We learned from him. So, Kaoru Ishikawa's synthesis of the philosophy contributed to Japan's ascendancy as a quality leader. So, he is the pioneer. Why Japan became quality leader? These people have contributed to that. TQM is the name for philosophy of a broad and systemic approach to managing organization quality. And quality is defined as inherent thing inside the product and service which fulfills all the customer's requirements. Quality standards such as ISO 9000 series and quality award program such as Deming Prize and Malcolm Baldrige National Quality Award specify principles and processes that comprise TQM. These are the two important. The evolution of total quality management. Early 1900, inspection was there. We used to produce. Then so many people were sitting there and inspecting it 100%. That was the culture in 1900s. Then 1940s, statistical sampling came. That means I have a lot of 4000 small bolts. I don't check 100%. Because I know now that 100% checking need not be necessarily the 100% quality. So, statistical sampling, what we were doing from the lot of 2000 or 4000, I was picking 14 parts. I was inspecting those 14 parts 100%. If they are all okay, most probably the lot also is okay. If there is one defective, I was taking another sample of 28. And in the sample of 14 plus 28, if I get more than 2 parts defective, then I say the lot itself is defective and I was giving the lot for sorting out. So, statistical sampling statistical sampling came. 1960s, organizational quality focus came. And 1980s and beyond, customer-driven quality came. The old concept of quality was inspect for quality, and new concept of quality is build quality into the process. First of all, process itself should produce quality. Then the particular operator should inspect the quality himself, and he should assure that the defective parts are not produced in the first place, and if at all they are produced, they are not passed on to the next process. So, that is what the culture came after 1980s. Build quality into process, identify and correct causes of quality problem. That came. Quality guru Walter Schuhart contributed to understanding of process variability, developed a concept of statistical control charts. W.E. Deming, stress management philosophy for quality, developed 14 points to guide companies. He gave us 14 points which are really the great education to all of us. I will explain these 14 quality points later on. Joseph Juran defined quality as fitness for use, developed a concept of cost of quality. Feigenbaum introduced concept of total quality control. Crosby coined the phrase, quality is free. I was telling earlier, quality is free, introduced concept of zero defect. He says, whatever we produce, the defect should be zero in them. So, work for zero defects. Then, Ishikawa developed a cause and effect diagrams, which we call it as fishbone diagram or Ishikawa diagram, and identified concept of internal customer. He says, there are external customers. Similarly, we have internal customers who also have to be totally satisfied, whose requirements also have to be totally fulfilled. Internal customer also must be happy. Internal supplier must give the parts to internal customer in time. Good quality. Then, Mr. Taguchi focused on product design quality and developed Taguchi loss function. He says that if you produce a defective, not only the customer gets affected, but the whole community gets affected. It is a loss to the total community. That is what he was telling. Principles of TQM. First of all, top management commitment. That whatever we will make, it will be of good quality. Whatever we will make, it will satisfy the customer. It will fulfill all the requirements of the customer. And that is what commitment of the management, plan, do, check and act. So, this was the circle. Plan, do, check, act. That means, whatever you do, do with a plan. Then, once the plan is made, then do accordingly. Standard operating procedures. Do it. Once you do it, then check whether it is good enough for the customer satisfaction. Is customer getting satisfied? No, it is not getting. Then, please act accordingly. Change the process. Write down. Then again plan. Plan, do, check, act. Principles of TQM, employee empowerment. Employee should have some power of taking decision about the customer requirements. If customer's telephone call comes, people should be able to answer the call and commit to the customer as per their own empowerment given. He should be able to answer the customer either immediately or within 24 hours, but he should not depend on his boss for answering to the customer. He should have some decision-making power. That is called employee empowerment. For that, we have to train them. There should be a suggestion scheme, because we now understand that every employee, every worker has a brain. He is also able to think. He is also able to suggest, so that we save thousands of rupees. So, suggestion scheme is one thing. Then measurement of their performance and recognition, and excellent teams are created. Fact-based decision making. Earlier, we were taking decisions on our previous feeling, on our opinions, on our biases. But now, we take decisions on facts by SPC. What is SPC? Statistical process control. We see on the control charts. Accordingly, we adjust our machine. We make decision as per the facts available. Then DOE, we design experiments. I am going to explain this design of experiments fully. Then FMEA, what is FMEA? Failure mode and effects analysis. FMEA, there we will ask the question, what is the failure mode? What is the severity of the effect of the failure? What are the causes of failure? And for each cause of the failure, we then discuss what is the corrective action? What is the preventive action? What is the control that the failure mode should not occur? All this we discuss in detail, and that is FMEA. FMEA results into the zero defects. Then 7 statistical tools. We are going to discuss in the next chapters what are these 7 quality tools. Then 8D. 8D, team oriented problem solving on the basis of 8 different dimensions. Then continuous improvement. In the beginning I have said it should be a continuous improvement. That means today should be better than yesterday and tomorrow should always be better than today. And so continuous improvement, systematic measurement, excellent teams, cross-functional process management, attain, maintain and improve the standards and work as per the standards, create standard operating procedures, work as per those standard operating procedures, continuously evolve. Customer focus. I said earlier, customer focus. Whatever I do, 24 hours thinking, I do only for the customer, because I know he is the person who is responsible for running and improving my business. So my 100% focus is on customer, what he wants. Then supplier partnership, service relationship with internal customers. Never compromise quality and customer driven standards. If customer says that I want a hydrostatic testing for so much pressure and the vessel must be kept at that pressure for 1.5 hours, that is his standards. We can't say, no, we will not be able to work like that. We will work as per our standards. He will say, no, if you want me to buy the vessel, you have to do the hydrostatic pressure testing as per what I want. So, standard is as per what customer has dictated. So, customer focus. In just in time we have said, excellent supplier partnership should be there. Unless that excellent partnership is there, you will not get the parts in time. And if you don't get the parts in time, then the whole just in time will flop. The whole Kanban system will flop. So, excellent supplier partnership should be there. And then we should move like that. Elements of TQM. Ethics. To be successful implementing TQM, an organization must concentrate on the 8 key elements. And first and foremost is ethics. I must have ethical management. I should not make illegal things. I must stick to the laws. I must stick to the rules. I must stick to the regulations. And I should not cheat others. I should not do wrong things. Everything should be ethical. I should not bribe anybody. There should be no corruption. There should be no dishonesty. Ethical, total ethical. And that is the quality of life. If I am not following ethics, then I am not suitable for that business. I must be ethical. And that is the basic thing for the total quality management. Then integrity. My integrity with the organization and my integrity with the customer should be 100%. Then trust. Ethical management gives rise to trust. We must trust our suppliers. We must trust our employees. We must trust our customers and all the stakeholders. There should be an atmosphere of trust everywhere. Then training. Continuous training and retraining must go on in the organization. Training and maintenance are the two things which make your organization very successful. And I have said this when I was discussing about total productive maintenance. I was talking about it. Then teamwork, very good teamwork. What is teamwork? Team is people work for team. They may sacrifice their own benefits. They may sacrifice their own profits. They may sacrifice their own personal time for the team. And work for the team and make the team successful. That is the teamwork. Then leadership. Such a fantastic leadership should be there, which is created in the organization. Managers are leaders. Managers are not only managing their processes and managing their functions. They are the leaders. That means their followers follow them. They listen to them. They are taking directions from them. So we must create more and more leaders in the organization, not only more and more managers, but leaders. The leadership give them direction to work. And then recognition. Once the success comes, the people should be recognized. They should be rewarded. They should be given awards. And so then the people will get motivated. And as I rightly said earlier, communication. Communication is not only one-way traffic, but communication is two-way traffic. It is the completion of a circle, completion of a circuit. Because when I say something, people have to listen to it, people have to understand it, and people have to follow it. And that is the communication. These are the elements of TQM. If one element out of this is missing, then we are not in TQM. TQM is total. And total of all these 8 elements is TQM, which starts with ethical management and ends with communication. Look, this is the house of quality. First of all, recognition, training, teamwork, leadership, and ethics. I will explain this. Look at this. TQM is built on a foundation. This is that yellow color is the foundation of TQM. And TQM, what is foundation? Ethics, integrity, and trust. On this foundation, the whole organization must work. TQM is not there if you don't have ethics, integrity, and trust upon each other. So that is the absolute foundation of TQM. TQM is built on foundation of ethics, integrity, and trust. It fosters openness. We don't hide anything. We are very honest. We are very frank with everyone in the organization, including suppliers and customers and all the stakeholders. We are open, we are fair, and we are sincere and allow involvement by everyone in the organization. This total quality as management is, total is involvement of everyone in the organization. And with trust, with ethics, and with integrity with the customers, integrity to the organizations. Then it comes bricks. What are the bricks of this house? These bricks are training. That means unless you train the people. Because what I have seen, they will take the people and directly they are sent to the office or directly they are sent to the workshop. No. First of all, train them. Give them full training. Maybe for 3 months, maybe for 3 years, maybe for 6 months. But give them full training. Unless they are trained, don't put them in the job. Then teamwork, what I said, leadership are the bricks. Training, teamwork, leadership are the bricks of this house. Earlier I said, ethics, integrity and trust is the foundation of this house. And training, teamwork and leadership are the bricks of this house. Then binding mortar. See, we can have bricks, but there should be binding mortar. Then what are these? Is communication. Here, look at this. Communication, communication, communication and communication and bottom also communication. Everywhere, communication. So important. Here, we always fail in our communication. We don't speak to the people. We don't listen to the people. We interrupt them. We criticize them. No. Whenever people are speaking, we must have a habit of completely listening to them. This is a very good quality, but very rare quality. People are talking, but nobody listens to them. When somebody is talking, other people think, oh, what this fellow knows about it. I am so senior, and this junior fellow is trying to tell me. So, we are not listening to him. We are criticizing him, and we are thinking about him, how bad he is, how junior he is, etc. No, even if a junior is talking to me, I must fully listen to him. I should not interrupt. Whenever I am talking, people should concentrate on what I am talking. People should think how it can be interpreted, how it can be implemented in the house. So these are the binding markers. Then recognition. What is the top roof of the house? Is recognition. If people do something, recognize them, reward them. Say, good, very good. You have done a very good job. Recognize them. And that is the roof of the world. Then implementation of TQM. We now know what is TQM. It is total quality management by improving continuously our processes. And now we have to implement it. How we will implement? Why should a company adopt TQM? Adopting the TQM philosophy will make an organization more competitive. Competitive advantage comes. There are many suppliers in the market. Why customer should come to me? What is my USP? Why people should come to me? Because people come to me because I have a competitive advantage. I give the parts of better quality. I give the parts of low cost. And I give the part with longer life. Faster delivery. These are my USPs. Competitive advantage will come. Then establish a new culture which will enable growth and longevity. Culture. Everyone has trust integrity towards the organization. Provide a working environment in which everyone can succeed. Not only managers. The whole credit cannot go to managers. Everyone is successful. So, very good culture in the organization that everyone feels that he is successful, she is successful, and reduces stress, waste and friction. Because in the total organization, if there are quarrels, if there are difference of opinions, the whole culture will be affected. So, there should be an environment of trust and less stress, less waste, less friction. Build teams, partnerships and cooperation with your people, with your suppliers, and very good culture, a very good congenial atmosphere in the organization. When should a company adopt TQM? TQM can be adopted at any time after executive management has seen the error of its ways, opens its mind and embraces the philosophy of TQM. Whenever they want, they can do it. And it cannot be attempted if management perceives it as a quick fix. They say, if somebody says, top management, do TQM in 15 days, adopt TQM in next 1 month. No, it is not such a quick thing. It is not a tool to improve worker performance. How should a company adopt TQM? Before TQM is even contemplated, TQM will force change in culture, processes and practice. First of all, we have to forget our old habits. We have to forget our old habits of laziness. We have to completely change our own habits, our own culture. Our own processes must be more competitive. Our processes must be more capable. We have to work for processes. We have to make the processes of zero defects, improve the capability and practice. These changes will be more easily facilitated and sustained if there is a formal management system in place. What is a management system? Management system is everything is written down in standard operating procedures. Such a system will also enable changes to be implemented once more systematically and permanently. Plan, do, check, act. That is the way. The first steps in order to focus all efforts in any TQM initiative and to yield permanent benefits, a company must answer some fundamental questions. What is the purpose as a business? Why am I in the business? Is it to earn money? Is it to earn profit? Or is it for some social work? Or is it for satisfying the customer? Make it very clear. One thing I will tell you. Yes, we have to earn money. But how we have to earn money? We have to earn money by satisfying customers, by satisfying employees, by rewarding employees, and by satisfying our stakeholders. By having very good relationship with suppliers, by having very good safety, by having very good quality. We have to run the business, not only, the objective should not be only to earn money. So, first of all, you have to answer the question, what is the purpose as a business? What is the vision for the business? What I was telling, what is the vision? Where you want to go? After 1 year, after 5 years, after 10 years, after 15 years, during the next generation, where the business wants to go? How you will satisfy the ever-changing needs of the customer? How you want to really go through that? How you want to really face that situation when customer suddenly changes his requirements? So, what is your vision and what is the mission? What is the difference in vision and mission? Vision is where you want to go after some time. And mission is how you will achieve that vision. What are the steps? What is the action plan by which you will achieve your vision? What are the factors upon which achievement of this mission depends? What are its values? What are the values? The value can be, I will never cheat anyone. I will never give distance to the customer. I will always be with the customer. I will always fulfill his changing needs. I will make new designs for satisfying the ever-changing needs of the customer, but with ethical management. I will not bribe anybody. I will never be dishonest. I will never be corrupt. What are its objectives? When we say vision, when we fix mission, then we should write down what are our objectives, and on the basis of objectives, we should write our goals. What are the goals? And those goals should be measurable, smart objectives. A good way to accomplish this is to take top management offsite for a day and for a brainstorming session. Because whole thing starts with the changing of culture and habits of top management. Top management must be convinced that yes, there is a need to change our culture, there is a need to change our habits. So, for a brainstorming session, take them out of the factory and convince them that there is a need to change our culture. Until management shares the same answers to these questions and has communicated them to the workforce, there can be no guarantee that the changes made will propel the organization in the right culture. Because what happens? People are trained, lower management people are trained, but top management is not there in the picture at all. The whole thing will not work. First of all, top management must be convinced this, and then they share these things to their workforce. Methodology. There are a number of approaches to take towards adopting the TQM. The teaching of Deming, Juran, Taguchi, Ishikawa, Imai, Oakland can all help the organization realign itself and embrace the TQM philosophy. However, there is no single methodology. What are the tools? Tools of TQM and techniques of TQM. I will read tools. Flowcharting. SPC, that is statistical process control, Pareto analysis, cause and effect diagrams, employee and customer surveys. And techniques are by benchmarking, which I have discussed in earlier chapter, then cost of quality, which we will be discussing in the later chapter, then quality function deployment, that is the quality of house of quality, then FMEA, that is failure mode and effects analysis and design of experiments. These are the techniques by which we will achieve our total quality. Measurements. After using the tools and techniques, an organization needs to establish the degree of improvement. Where were we earlier and where are we standing now? We should be able to measure it objectively. Any number of techniques can be used for this, including self-assessment, audits, and statistical process control, control charts. Deming's point on quality management. I will now read 14 points of Mr. Deming. Very, very important. I have learned quality by these 14 points of Deming. Very, very important in my life and will be important in your life also. What he says? Create constancy of purpose for improving products and services. Constancy of purpose. What is the purpose? The purpose is to satisfy the customer. The purpose is satisfy his ever improving, ever changing needs. Constancy of purpose. Then adopt the new philosophy. Don't bother about old philosophy. Think new philosophy. Work with new philosophy. Adopt new philosophy. Cease dependence on inspection to achieve quality. Make the quality on the process. Let the operator inspect his own work. Let Pokayoke not allow the defective parts to go to the next process. Improve the quality in source. Improve the quality. Don't do any inspection. That is what he has said. Then end the practice of awarding business on price alone. What I say? Only price. Lowest price, then give the work to the supplier. No. Look at how capable the supplier is. His price may be higher, but he may be better in quality. He may be better in delivery. He may be better in the total overall cost. His price may be higher, but in all, he must be cheaper. So don't award the business to the suppliers only on the price alone. Instead, minimize total cost by working with a single supplier. Reduce the number of suppliers. Work with a single supplier. Establish long-term relationship with the single supplier. Help him, promote him, give help in improving his processes. Look into his economy, where he is having losses, help him to reduce his losses, work with him so that he becomes a very capable and efficient and effective supplier. Then next he says, improve constantly and forever for every process for planning, production and service. Every process, every business process we must look into. We must plan, we must map the process and see what are the non-value added work we are doing for which customer is not ready to pay. Then institute training on the job. What we are doing is giving the training in the classroom. No, go to the job. Go to the gemba. Look at the gemba. Train the people on the gemba. Adopt and institute leadership. Unless there are leaders, there cannot be a quality. So leadership should be developed in the organization. Then dry out fear. What is happening? We are always afraid of our boss. Boss will be scolding us. In your organization, let everybody will be open. Drive out fear, he says, because fear is the basic that people don't have quality. People don't have safety. If I talk, what will happen? Boss will be angry. So that is the fear. What Deming says, drive out fear everywhere. Let nobody will be afraid. Let everybody will be open. They are working with wholeheartedly. Break down barriers between staff areas. There are barriers. There are invisible walls between planning and production, between marketing and engineering, and between stores and production. There are invisible walls. He says, break down all those invisible walls. Let the whole thing will be one team. Then eliminate slogans. What we say? do it right. Safety first. He says, these slogans are of not any use. Eliminate slogans, exhortations, and targets for the workforce. We say, today, our target is 25,000 per day. Or our target is 3% scrap and 2% repair. He says, these targets will not work. Don't give them any targets. Let them work wholeheartedly. And automatically, the results will come. First of all, they have to work. They have to work with full motivation. Then results will come. Don't give them any targets. Then 11th, eliminate numerical quotas for the workforce. What we say? Numerical quota. That means today, product number 1 has to be manufactured 425 pieces. This is the target. Don't give them any target. Don't give them any numerical quotas. Or don't say that today you can use only 5 liters of oil. You cannot get more than 5 liters of oil. You have to manage. So, don't give them numerical quotas. Remove barriers that rob people of pride. Let them work with pride. Let them say that today I have made 435 parts. When organization was expecting me to make only 400 parts. I have made 35 parts more by improving my work. Improving my productivity. Let them take pride. And he says, instead of numerical quotas, instead of targets, let them work wholeheartedly. Let them take pride in their work. And that way, you get the better achievement. Remove barriers that rob people of pride of workmanship and eliminate the annual rating or merit system. Institute a vigorous program of education and self-improvement for everyone. Again, he is emphasizing on training and retraining and education. Educate them. We have learned 5 E's. In those 5 E's, the first is engineering. And then next is education. After education, there is enforcement. And there is enthusiasm. And then evaluation. These 5 E's are there. In one of these 5 E's is education. And then last point is put everybody in the company to work accomplishing the transformation. We want to have transformation of culture. Let everyone work for that. TQM is a way of thinking about goals, organizations, processes, and people to ensure that right things are done right first time. We have to do everything right first time. Not that you create defect and repair it. You create defect and scrap it. Think properly, improve the process, check your own process, set your own process so that you do the first part okay only. This thought process can change attitudes, behavior, and hence results for the better. TQM applies to the whole organization. It is not only manufacturing. It is including purchasing, it is marketing, it is store keeping, it is dispatch, it is packing. Therefore, unlike an ISO 9000 initiative, which may be limited to the processes producing deliverable products, TQM applies to every activity, including sweeping, including watchman, security, everywhere, total. TQM applies to all the activity in the organization. Also, unlike the ISO 9000, TQM covers the soft issues such as ethics, attitude, and culture. It touches ethics. Attitude. The man is recognized not by his appearance, but by his attitude. He may not be looking handsome and beautiful, but he is beautiful by his own attitude. That is what they say. And culture. Culture should be good. Values should be there. People should work with ethics and values. And that is the quality of life. Unless your life is having quality, you can't create quality. So, ethics, attitude, and culture. TQM is not a system, it is not a tool, or it is not a process. Systems, tools, and processes are employed to achieve the various principles of TQM. Thank you.